Hello?
Yes, we'll get started in just 1 second. Here we go. If you have lost faith in finding true love and are open to new possibilities, well, you've come to the right place. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PureMomentum.com. We're an online personal growth community. We connect real people and real stories for creating inner and outer wealth. We want to thank you for giving yourself this gift of possibility, and I encourage you to be open and participate full out. Just to give you a little bit of the logistics of the call, there is a Q&A page where you got the calling information where you can send us your questions, as we will be muting the call for call quality. We will be reopening it at the end, about 45 minutes into the call, so if you have questions you want to ask directly for Johnny, feel free. If you're on the webcast, you can put your questions and submit them on the web page. Also, I want to bring to your attention, on the right-hand side, there are power links. There is a link to discuss the call. Please click it. Send your comments, your questions, your fears, your doubts, your excitements, your successes. Share them with Johnny. Share them with us. Share them with the community. We all want to know what you're up to and sustain that momentum and power for you to keep going. What else do we have today? Today is a really, really fun day for us. It's Valentine's Day. I'm glad you made it to this call. Johnny and I made it work. We wanted to give you a gift. I wanted to have a gift. I wanted to start my day with power. Today you're in for a treat. We're going to be discussing the three biggest barriers to love. How to identify if you have built up these barriers in your love life. Why love-centered communication in every relationship is the key to true success. And how to clear out these barriers and open yourself to true love. I want to introduce Johnny. Johnny is a master educator, a successful businessman, and a certified peak potential trainer who educates, inspires, and prepares you to live the life you want and on your terms. Johnny is a close and dear friend of mine. He's been there for me when I've most needed him. He's there for many friends, people. I've sent him powerful people that he's just transformed himself. I have faith in him. I love him. I love Lara, his companion, love mate, soulmate. I'm so grateful to have you with us today, Johnny.
Thank you.
Welcome on the call.
Thank you so much, Claudia, and thank you for Breeze for having me. And I feel the same way you do about the whole, like, wanting to give a gift on Valentine's Day. So for everyone's here listening to us either live or on a recording, I really want to just thank you for joining us on this day and wish you happy Valentine's Day. And thank you, Claudia. I'm going to give you a big cyber hug because we're on the phone, so we're not able to hug, but just giving you a big hug because I so love you, too, and I love what you're doing with Pure Momentum, and I'm really glad to be here. So thanks.
Well, thank you, Johnny. Thank you. So let's get started. Let's have this love launch today.
Great. All right.
So tell us a little bit on how you got into this. What is what made it your calling? Why do you love your life?
Sure. Well, you know, I as you mentioned, I'm an educator, so I was in education for almost 10 years, and so I actually did accelerated learning before I really saw that it could be done in a seminar format, but I did it in my classrooms, so it really actively and involved classes. But after that, my journey to California really was about opening up my heart. I had a very good life in New York, and good really got to the point where it wasn't good enough. And actually was married to a former spouse, and it was really the pain of that divorce and the circumstances around it that propelled me to come out here and really make love a really major priority in my life, because I recognized that what I had been doing had really not been yielding me the results that I wanted. And so, making love a higher priority meant that a lot of things shifted in my life. And a lot of people like to talk about how love is important to them, but their life really does not reflect that. And so I actually made love a priority for me, and that actually brought me to California, where I met my soulmate, Lara. And really, from our being together, a lot of people ask us, wow, how did you find each other? You seem so perfect for each other and so happy with each other. How did you do that? And after Lara, mostly Lara, because it's a lot of times was her girlfriends that asked her, but I had guy friends ask me too, and having us share with them what it is that we did to prepare ourselves and really to magnetize each other, because we had both recognized and gotten to a place in our life separately before meeting that we recognized that, hey, this was really important, and you know, if you keep doing what you've always done, you keep doing getting what you always got. And so we made some major shifts, and once we laid that out for people, what it was that we did, and they found their soulmates as well. So Lara had, after many lunches with some of her girlfriends, they manifested their relationship that they desired. And we started to realize that, and I had the same thing with guy friends who were going through, like, I don't know what it is, you know, and really seeing major shifts for them, we recognized that what we did actually is not that common. And the only place where it is, the only circle where it is common is among soulmate couples. And so what we found is that there are some things that those of us that are in a soulmate-connected relationship have done to prepare ourselves and really make that happen, or I should say not make it happen, but make it welcome. And that's what we started teaching. And we actually started just doing like an evening and a one day. And as Claudia mentioned, I'm a certified Peak Potentials trainer, and I actually at one point wanted to be a trainer for Peak Potentials. And as I moved up the ladder, so to speak, with that, when I got on the doorstep of, okay, we want you to be a trainer, I recognized really that as much as I love that, as much as I like doing that type of work, what I really love is talking to people about love and sharing about love. And I chose to not pursue that thing that I had been pursuing for some time and actually shift my attention to this. And we had a chiropractic office, and that was our main thing. And when more and more people just showed up to our workshops and our trainings without us doing any marketing or advertising, just word of mouth, we realized that what we have to share is really major. And so now we have people that fly in from out of state to come to our trainings and have really seen major shifts in their life, in every area of their life, including, yes, magnetizing their soulmate. And so it really just came about from just being guided to deliver something that I knew how to do more than anything else in my life, which is really get out of my own way and magnetize my love.
Yes, and I find a lot of value in that, Johnny, because, I mean, I've heard just people that have come back to me on how they were hopeless and how they came back and they see life in a different light. My own bookkeeper, I won't mention any names right now, but when I saw her, the week after she saw you, her life had changed.
Mm-hmm.
She was transformed.
Mm-hmm.
She was full of life, full of hope, full of possibility.
Yeah.
And not for attracting only the one, but for who she's becoming.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so I thank you for choosing not to go the trainer's route and really living what was meaningful to you, because I believe that as a trainer, it's not only what you do or what you train on, but that you actually have walked the talk and you continue to.
Definitely.
You are experiencing love. You are love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, for me, it's an honor to be with you and Lara. You're my models, and I'm lucky to have you. So, right on.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I love one of the many things I love about you, Claudia, and I know that this is what you share in your Peer Momentum community, is to walk the talk and to be full of life and to be happy with what you're doing. And act like life matters, you know, like our life matters. I mean, you mentioned,
I care, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of times people are walking around trying to be cooler than the next person, and really what that ends up happening is you have a life that is, you know, nothing really matters. So thank you. So great. Well, that was give you a little background about me and why I do what I do, and I'm grateful to be here. So,
well,
so what's next? Fire away.
Fire away. Well, let's get on to the love part.
All right.
I am very curious to find out what are those three biggest barriers to love.
Sure. Well, first I want to kind of set the context, and that is that you are on this call right now because, and I don't mean you, Claudia, but you who are listening, you're on this call right now because you made a decision about where to invest your attention for this hour. And the first thing to recognize is that, you know, it actually matters. And so just by saying that, to putting that out in the universe, it's important to recognize that that is a choice that's worthy of respect and acknowledgement. And I want to let you know that this is about all of your relationships. As Claudia mentioned, with folks that have come back from our Love Launch Weekend and our different programs and courses, it's about who you are, and it's about you showing up more fully you. And the first thing really is to be honest with yourself that this actually matters. And so while I'm going to be talking about it, your soulmate or your divine right love partner, and you can use those words interchangeably if soulmate doesn't quite fit for you, it's really a deep and passionate and loving relationship where you feel comfortable with your partner. One of the things that I think that we're in the habit of doing is acting like it's kind of a side dish to our life, and really love is the main entree. It's, in my opinion, really, this is why we're here, is to experience and express love. And so the first thing is to really just recognize that if you are not with your soulmate or your divine right love partner right now, to really get real with yourself about not just how you feel about that in the sense of like, oh, I wish it was happening, but really like, hey, you know what, this matters to me. And so that's a step that every person who's in a soulmate connected relationship did before magnetizing their partner. It's what I did, it's what Laura did, and really having a moment of truth with yourself, more than a moment, but a moment of truth with yourself about, you know, this matters, and saying that, you know what, my life will be greatly enhanced with my partner, not because they're wonderful and they're going to sprinkle magic fairy dust, but because I have so much love to give. And I know that if you're on this call right now, you have so much love to give, and you have gifts to give to this world that will really be activated at a whole new level when you're with your soulmate. So the first thing to do is to just recognize that that this really matters. So that's the first thing that's really important before we get into what are the three biggest barriers to love and how to overcome them, is like, you know, why am I even caring about barriers to love? And this applies, again, in all relationships. So folks that have come to our trainings, the feedback we get is improvement of their whole lives. Actually, it's funny, we're not a financial wealth courses, but one of the first things that people report is increase in their wealth, because when you're more loving in all of your interactions, that comes across, and the stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you today, and what we do in our Love Launch Weekend and our courses and programs is really about opening up to your true self And that has effects all across the board. So we have, you can heal relationships with family members that you've been at odds with, heal relationships with children, with parents, with brothers and sisters, and also heal relationships and have more open relationships with business partners. Because very often in business relationships, there is so much focus on the business part that somehow we act like it doesn't matter whether we're feeling animosity or love and friendship towards someone. And, we know intellectually that that matters, but when you can feel that, it makes doing business that much easier and people want to do business with you. So those that are more entrepreneurial recognize a shift in their financial situation immediately, and those that are not necessarily entrepreneurial but in different forms of employment recognize an improvement in those areas, because in terms of like coworkers and supervisors and supervisees, because when you express yourself with more love, those relationships just have to improve. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you recognize that it's about all relationships.
Well, thank you, Johnny. I'm going to ask you to just lift your voice a little higher because you're a little faint there. But
oh, sure. Okay.
I want to welcome more people that have joined the call. It's amazing. You've attracted a nice crowd today. I want to remind everyone to use the Q&A form that is on the dial-in web page information where you got the calling information. Submit your questions. We've already received a few. I will be asking them. I will be addressing them with Johnny in a few minutes. But also know that we've muted the calls for call quality. We will be reopening the lines in a few minutes. But welcome everyone who has just recently joined us. And in the context of where you're building this, Johnny, I totally get you. Is love can transform you in just how you show up in life, the energy you project, and the credentials. You know, oftentimes people will look at us and look, well, what's up with that person? And just for caring, you will
mm-hmm.
become a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
You become somebody that is so attractive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thank you for building that context of how it just, you know, the collateral effect, the lateral effect of you caring, loving, showing up, participating, can affect your finances, your love, your relationships, everything. It's the foundation for everything.
Definitely. And, you know, and the other thing about being with your true love and being with someone that really loves you fully for who you are and you being more fully who you are is that you are a gift to the world. You are a very unique gift to the world, and that your ability to show up fully as yourself affects everyone around you. And in fact, I find it to be quite selfish for people not to pursue a greater depth of love in their romantic relationship, because what that means is that you're not opening yourself up fully to the world, and the world is missing out on your particular gift. Really, the reason to overcome the barriers is all of that, and to recognize that if for example you're on the call right now, you are already have already separated yourself from 9 out of 10 people who will walk around and say either love, you know, is a side dish or doesn't matter, or they will say, you know, it matters, but I'm pretty much going to do the same old thing. So it's important for yourself and for everyone. So I'm ready to jump into the three biggest barriers. Are you ready, Claudia?
I am. Thank you.
Okay. So the first one that we see over and over again is external focus. So an external focus shows up in many different ways. An external focus, what I mean by that, is thinking that how I look or how someone else looks is like the beginning point of a relationship. Now, it doesn't mean that if you, are not physically attracted to somebody that somehow you have to push through that anyway. But what I mean is that an external focus means that you're thinking that someone will love you more or less if you look a certain way. And that really is a very surface level thing, and it's actually another form of victimhood. And victims are not attractive at all, not magnetic at all, at least not in a good way. And when I say that that's another form of victimhood, what I mean is that if you are externally focused, then you're at the effect of, you know, maybe you're, I don't know, you're big boned or you're, you know, whatever it is, whatever your thing is that you think is somehow a physical barrier to love, as long as you agree that that thing actually matters, you're externally focused and you're keeping the responsibility outside of yourself. And so external focus shows up in people working out or exercising or dieting in order to kind of catch a man. I mean, I think there's even a program out there called Catch a Man and Keep Him. And that kind of stuff is really yucky, and that kind of stuff is very externally focused. And so the first barrier is really thinking that. Now, on the other end, you don't want to walk around like a slob, like you're, you know, who you are externally doesn't matter, because it is a reflection of you on the inside. But you really want to be congruent with that, so that if you are, let's say, working out or watching what you're eating or something, it's not because you're trying to impress anybody. It's just because you want to feel better yourself about how your energy level and how you show up in the world. So the first thing is really thinking that, you know, if I, you know, wear a certain, you know, dress or something like that, that's really going to attract love. That may attract attention, but, you know, what we're really talking about is something deeper than that. So, for example,
this is an important point, because many times, even ourselves, how we react externally at the beginning is that attraction, right? Because mm-hmm. it's the vibe that person's putting out there, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
You're attracted to that. In a way, it is external because it's what they're beaming.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it depends on, you know how when you put on a good outfit, right, and you just feel great, you know. For men, it may be a nice suit. You know, I know that when I have a certain suit on, I feel a little bit more oomph, you know.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing it because I'm trying to impress somebody, or I'm thinking that, oh, they'll like me more if I'm wearing this suit, now what you're doing is you're actually removing the responsibility and the power from yourself and putting it into these other people. And so what I see is that people get dressed up or put on more makeup or put on a nicer, watch or jewelry or something like that, but they're not doing it from a sense of, like, confidence. They're doing it from a sense of inadequacy, and then trying to fix that inadequacy with something external. And that is what is felt. So when you're beaming, that is felt, and then the nice suit or the dress doesn't interfere with that energetic vibe. What it does is it is in alignment with that energetic vibe.
That's
but
right.
When you're putting on a nice suit over feelings of desperation or just wanting to kind of grab at, that is felt as well. And so a lot of times we find that people have a, I keep attracting the same man or the same type of woman or the same type of man. And a lot of times what's happening is that they're trying to patch over what's going on internally with external things. And we see that very much in a consumer-oriented society. A lot of times people think, if I just had more information, then I would be able to overcome this situation. And we all know, although we don't act like it in every area of our life, that information alone does not change a situation. If you were to look at, like, let's talk about, physical health and well-being, very often the people that have the most information about calories and carbs and fat percentages is people that are not physically healthy, maybe even obese, because they focus on the information of it instead of the living it and the breathing it and the congruency of that in their life. And the people that know the least about that are the people that are more vibrantly healthy and don't know the numbers, because the numbers don't really matter. You know, you want your accountant to know numbers when it comes to your taxes, but You don't
right.
want to have that kind of stuff in other areas.
Yes. Well, just, you know, some of the comments and or questions are coming in relationship to this. There's Sharon Muscara from San Jose. She says, Claudia, I participated in the Love Launch weekend as well. Even though I went in to the weekend hoping to open up to a love relationship, what I realized was that there was so much more for me to discover about myself. As my heart is opening, there is so much love around. I am too grateful to Johnny and Lara for the work they do. They help people find themselves, to know themselves. This is Sharon Muscara. Isn't that awesome, Johnny?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow. Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Is that all of us have a unique gift. And I mean, Sharon is just beaming in who she is. And it shows up everywhere. I know it's showing up in work and in family relationships, and that kind of stuff happens. But it first starts with overcoming this idea that, you know, if I just had, you know, the right suit, then, you know. And you know, for it shows up differently for men and women, and everybody is unique, and it shows up differently in different types of relationships. But, you know, there is, for all of us, some kind of thing that we have thought was, well, if I just do this, or if I just, and it's something very externally focused. And what we realize is that when you're really looking at what truly matters in love, it's not that at all. I didn't even know what Lara looked like when we first met, and I'm going to keep you all in suspense about that, but I wasn't attracted to her physically because I didn't even know physically what she looked like. And so it's really it's who you're being and how you're expressing that through whatever format you're expressing that.
Yes, I agree, 100%.
Great. So I'm loving the question thing, and just jump in, you know, Claudia, with questions, because I'm used to doing my own programs where I'm the host and the subject. So feel free to just jump in.
Right. Yeah, well, there are a couple that have come in, but I'll leave them as we continue to see if you address them, and definitely have them towards the end. We're halfway into the call.
Okay.
Let's go into that second barrier.
Okay. The second one is the one that it's the second one is really not having a balanced approach, or having an imbalanced approach. And when I say balance, what I mean is a harmony between mind, body, and soul. And one of the things that I find that is a huge barrier to love is that people are in their comfort zone, and they intellectually understand if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always got. But in their life, they're not expressing that. And so when we talk about mind, body, and soul, there is a certain vortex that happens when you are moving and expanding in mind, body, and soul that really is how true expansion and growth happens. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're like I was, which was I call myself a recovering smart guy. So, you know, feel like, oh, I'm smart, and I'll read books on it and stuff like that. And books have been transformational for me. And what I know is that until I open myself up in the area of my soul, my love relationships continue to look more similar than different. And so my relationship with Lara is not an improvement over my other relationships. It's a completely different planet from my other relationships, because and we see this in folks that are connected in a soul way, is that their mind, body, and soul are expanding. And if there's an area where they have not paid much attention, that is the area that needs more development. And so as a recovering smart guy, I had to get out of my judgmental, like, well, give me more information kind of thinking and way of being, and start expanding myself into things that were really previously pretty nutty to me, quite frankly. I mean, I'm from New York, and when I came out here to California, one of the things that if you know anything about New Yorkers, we make fun of two people from New Jersey and people from California. Yeah, I'm used to doing the accelerated learning. Okay, and everybody, people from California, and one of the things that attracted me out here, as much as I made fun of it, was that I knew it was dramatically different than everything that I had known. I mean, I didn't even know anybody when I moved out here. I didn't have a job. I came out here because of a feeling, which was not how I made any other decisions in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, look, obviously what I'm doing is not working, and I'm serious about this. I'm not going to go through my life with good enough relationships. It was nothing, for example, bad about my ex-wife. She was a wonderful person. We thought highly of each other, but there was something missing. There was a depth of connection that was missing. And so, and recognizing that, at some point I had to get really honest with myself about what I was really committed to in my life, and it was love. And so I left career, all kinds of things in New York to come out here because I knew that this would be a physically different situation. So when we find a barrier to love, when I look at someone's life in mind, body, and soul, one of those areas is going to be generally pretty deficient,
right,
and pretty much getting ignored in their life, and not just in their talk. Because I noticed another thing out here in California, and this is nothing against California. I'm a Californian now, but
yes,
there's a
you
lot
are.
Of I am, and my daughter's born here, and I love it. And you know what? There's a lot of talk out here, a lot of talk about, you know, oh, and I align the chakras and the spirits and the this, and in terms of showing up in life, that is sometimes missing as well. So,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right? I absolutely do, Johnny. I'm going to just keep asking you to keep raising your voice because
oh, sorry about that.
Faint.
Okay.
I'm
using a different
you.
Phone today than I usually use, so sorry about that.
No problem. But going back to that, this whole thing about wanting or talking about it, what do you think has made the difference between what you say and what you actually do? Because some people are living a great life. Some people are in love.
Mm-hmm.
But those that are not, I mean, what is it? Is it courage? Is it fear of rejection? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's both of those. But going back to the top of the call when we were talking about why really to do this, frankly, I think it's a self. Now we all know that when you're feeling kind of depressed, or you may know when you're feeling kind of depressed, one of the things that gets you off of that or out of that place is to go and serve other people and help other people.
Mm.
But one of the things for those that have not yet connected with their soulmate is a too much of a focus on basically comfort, like what's going to be comfortable, you know. One of the reasons why people have such dramatic breakthroughs at our trainings is that there are things that are uncomfortable, and you know what? There's no place to go. You can get up and leave, but you know people generally don't. But whereas when you're reading a book or having a conversation with your friend, when things get uncomfortable, you can stop the conversation, you can close the book. And so, you know, for me, I created a situation where I created so much pain in my life that I was literally lying on the floor crying and having, I don't want to say suicidal thoughts because that gives you a picture of someone sitting there with a razor blade, and I wasn't quite at that stage, but I was definitely... those thoughts definitely came into my mind, and so something has to propel you out of thinking of yourself. And one of the things that helped me was I recognized that I had really hurt my ex-wife, and that was really damn selfish of me. And to think that I could do that again and again by connecting with someone who really I didn't, you know, I didn't love at a deep level.
Right.
Was not only unfair to me, but unfair to them. And so it takes some courage to say, you know what, I'm going to actually live fully myself, and someone will love me for who I am fully. It takes courage, and it takes a lot of faith. And when I use the word faith, I don't want people to get freaked out and think the religious right and stuff, but you do have to believe that there's more going on here than meets the eye.
That's right.
And, you know, I share with folks at our Love Launch Weekend our mine and Lara's story, but it's the story of all soulmate-connected couples that at some point you really got it, we got at a visceral level that there's more here than meets the eye, and I'm willing to reach for that even though I don't see it and can't taste it and touch it. I know that there's something else there. And I got to tell you, if you're on the call right now, you are one of those people who have deep within you that recognition that there's more here than meets the eye, and I desire and deserve more around love. The question is whether you'll take the next step, which is do something about it. And that's
right.
Very key. That's key, because a lot of people will talk about, you know, whatever it is, you know, love really matters to me. But we see it in a lot of areas. Yes, health and wellness matter to me while eating a, you know, a cheeseburger or something, you know.
That's right. You know, I wanted just to point out something very important that you said, and that is oftentimes we can't give what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you build that? And you said get out there and give, volunteer, contribute, do something that is meaningful to you, because what that does is really – it brings upon your better self.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you self-confidence. And other people start recognizing you, which just become a mirror of who you are.
Yeah.
And those light bulbs go on, and that just that love and compassion, giving just starts to beam up.
Yes.
So,
and
I find that.
Giving from a place of strength and power, not giving from a place of, like, you know, I'm serving, I'm a doormat. I mean, sometimes people, because the work that they do is about giving and serving, then they need to go the opposite end and pay a lot more attention to, like, just being what would appear to be selfish.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
So.
But definitely coming from that place, which, you know, it kills two birds with one stone, is practice an act of courage.
Or feed two birds with one hand.
Right. Totally. See where we're coming from. But the small act of courage,
mm-hmm,
will,
mm-hmm,
bring you confidence, and the actual act of courage, the actual doing and giving and contributing, will magnify your love.
Yes, yes, definitely. And will show up across every area. And in going into the mind, body, and soul, and having that approach where you're recognizing that, a lot of times that what happens is folks keep doing the thing that they're most comfortable with. So, like, a reader does more reading because that's very comfortable to do. And the person who does a lot of yoga does more yoga, you know, or they do, okay, so now I'm not doing yoga, I'm doing rock climbing. Okay, now I'm not doing rock climbing, doing that. But it's more of the same type of thing. And so there's an imbalance there where you're not really recognizing that developing yourself fully in mind, body, and soul is bringing out your best self, and that's what your sweetie is really looking for. It's like there is a you know, like the whole thing about a dog whistle that only the dog can hear, it's like the dog whistle thing, like only the certain dogs can hear it. Your sweetie is listening and feeling for a certain vibration that only you have. And so when you have only that message, let's say you're on a frequency level, when you're below that frequency level, it's your sweetie cannot even see you. You may literally walk by each other. And that has happened, and I've heard about it and read about it from our own participants, and I've read it from other people. People are literally working next to their soulmate, and they don't know it, because neither one of them are courageous enough to live their life at a higher level. And so what's happening is each of you are missing out, and the world is missing out. And
right.
So moving yourself, raising your vibration to a higher level is just vital. It's just vital in every area, getting out of your comfort zone.
Absolutely. Well, this is powerful, Johnny. This is powerful because eventually it comes down to an invisible wave, but that's how we're showing up in life and what we're putting out there, and what
Definitely.
People and our soulmate is picking up. Getting back to that soulmate, somebody did ask the question, and I will ask it here. It says, how do you describe your soulmate? Is this a person that challenges you the most and knows the most about you, or is it really a person that best exemplifies a divine relationship?
It's a very good question. I'm not sure about this. You know, the definition of a soulmate, it can have lots of definitions. What I really, I don't have like a prepared text on it, but it's really someone that you can feel completely comfortable with and yourself with. And when I say comfortable, I don't mean like I'm just, you know, la-di-da and life just kind of goes on and on, because I have grown, expanded, and felt challenged in being more fully myself since meeting Lara than ever before in my life. But it doesn't come from an I'm broken place. It comes from a I want to be my best self place. And so for me, it's I want to be a better husband, not because she makes me feel inadequate, but because I want to give her the gift of my best self. I want to be a better father, not because and is anything inadequate. And so a soulmate is someone that inspires you to be your best self. And that could be in that could be taken as a challenge, but there's an excitement that happens there. And it's way beyond the excitement of, like, you know, you're hot, I'm hot, let's get together. And that's there, too, and that should be there, too. But it's way beyond that. It's at a deep soul level, because that's really like the yin to your yang and the yang to your yin, or whatever it is that. Does that kind of answer the question?
Well, yes, more or less, because it really is it's a very personal interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you are with your relationship, where you are, where you want to be. Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah.
I have another one.
And you know,
here.
Just one more follow up on that.
Sure.
We've heard before. How will you know? You'll know when you know, and that is the truth. And so whenever I hear someone say, I think he's my soulmate or I think she's my soulmate, that right there, the languaging right there, tells me that there must be in their head about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Lara is my soulmate. I know she's my soulmate. I don't think we're going to be together forever. I know we're going to be together forever.
Ooh, gives me the chills.
That is a whole different thing, and I know it. And the thing is, when you get to that place, you know it more. Like, I know that we'll be together more than I know my own name, because someone told me my name. And I adopted it, and I see it written there, but I don't know it at such a deep level that nobody and nothing can take that away. And that is the connection that I'm talking about. And so
right.
When you feel that, there's a knowingness that is way beyond any type of, you know, way beyond any type of, I think this is great, and you like ice cream, and I like ice cream, and we're both Democrats, and, you know, that type of stuff.
Right. Well, Johnny, take us to the third barrier.
Sure. The third one is really not recognizing, and it's a two-step, not recognizing and actively working to change your love script. And your love script is what I call your habitual way of thinking, being, and acting in love situations. See, we have been programmed since childhood to have certain types of loving relationships. We have been continuously conditioned right here today in our lives to have certain type of loving relationships. And essentially, it's mediocre love relationships. Because there is a shift of consciousness that's happening on the planet, and there is a change that's happening in the world around love that some people are recognizing and feeling. It's the reason why we have a 60% divorce rate, because I believe that people are sensing that I don't need to be in a relationship. I want to be in a loving relationship, and this good enough relationship is not good enough.
Mm.
And because there is so much independence and nobody has to be with someone else, they say, why get together unless it's for deep, powerful love? And then they're able to say, and I'm getting the heck out of this thing, because that's not what I... The thing is that what's missing is, where are the models around deep love? Because our parents and our parents' parents are in a generation where it was much more about comfort, convenience, and stability than about deep soul love. In just our lifetime, there has been a shift, or not really our lifetime, but from our, like, our grandparents. In our grandparents, just think, from then and from time immemorial, there have been blocks to people living independently. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is that a woman couldn't own property just 100 years ago.
Right.
And so those types couldn't own their own business. There are women doing things now that would have been unheard of. There's a woman running for president now that would have been unheard of 100, 200 years ago. Those types of shifts create more independence, and with that independence comes responsibility to do with that independence and with that freedom something that stirs your soul. And so when you recognize that I have been programmed for mediocrity around relationships, it is vital that you notice, well, how has that happened? Very often, and we do this a lot at our Love Launch Weekend, we go through and you look at your own programming around relationships. And if you don't think you've been programmed, that's part of the program. Every song that you listen to is a programming. Every movie that you watch is a programming. Every relationship that you've seen as you grew up was programming. Because what's happened is we have role models around us and messages coming to us about how to think and be around love. And very often it's about the pain of love, the weakness that one feels in love, the, you know, falling in love, being totally out of control. This is a very weak way of thinking about and approaching love. And it's that it's about thinking your way into love. And what we find is that programming, first you have to recognize that you have a love script. And that shows up in like, gee, this person is very much like the last person or slightly different, but pretty much in the same general area. That is a way of being around relationships. And so those of us that have made the leap to a soulmate connection recognize, hey, I have a certain pattern, and I want to look at that pattern. Now, you may, for example, say, I've always gone out with brunettes, and that seems to be my pattern. And there may be nothing disempowering about that. That may just be something that is really powerful for you and that you know, really lights your fire. But when you get deeper into about what someone is and how they are, what you generally find is that people are more similar than not to each other, and that's a certain way of being, and it shows up in every relationship in your life. So once you recognize that you have that love script, then the next step in this third barrier is to actively go about reconditioning yourself around love in body, mind, and spirit, and not just talking about it, but starting to live and act and be in a different way in the world so that who you are is different and what you experience is different. And I think it was Sharon who said earlier that, you know, she came to our Love Launch Weekend looking to, to have a like, hey, I want to get a sweetie and stuff like that. And then you recognize, hey, this is about who I'm being, how I'm showing up in the world. And yes, the sweetie is on his way, his or her on their way, but that's like the cherry on top. It's really about you being fully yourself, and then they show up, they are attracted to who you're being, and because you're being fully you, you don't have to try to impress them. You just have to be fully you. And so it's when you recognize that you have a love script, and then you go about actively rewriting that love script, reconditioning yourselves around the love that you truly desire and deserve, you recognize that it takes a lot more attention than previously thought. Just like I know that you have a lot of folks on the call who looking at wanting to improve their business and their wealth and things like that, and you recognize that making $500,000 is going to take a lot more attention to creating value in the world than making $100,000.
That's right.
And so the same thing around love. If you really want to just have a date, shoot, you can get a date. There are all of you on the call. You can get a date, and you know that. That's not what this is about. This is about moving to, someone who, I'm going to use the example of money, right? Someone who's just barely making it to someone who's a millionaire. It's going to take a lot more attention and creating value in the world. Well, the same thing. Your value in love is you being fully you. So in order for you to attract and magnetize someone who's at the million-dollar level, and I'm not saying millionaire, but, you know, who's at the soulmate level, you've got to be creating that much value in the world, meaning you've got to be looking at your love script, actively rewriting it and up-leveling it and raising your vibration so that the world, including your sweetie, can see you and feel you and connect with who truly are, because that's the gift that you have for the world.
That's right, Johnny. You know, Sheila in Liverpool, she sent a message that relates exactly to what you're saying, and on the taking it to another level now, she says, I have my heart's desire. I love my man, but he doesn't demonstrate his feelings towards me. How do I encourage him to be what he isn't? Doesn't seem fair to do that, but she wants more. Because what would be some insights or distinctions for those that are already in relationships where you've attracted, you're in love, but that other person may not be responding or may not be as open or demonstrative? Is it a guy thing?
No, definitely it's not a guy thing. definitely. No, I'm serious.
Thank you.
I mean, I hear, and I know that you were kind of just half joking, but a lot of those things that I hear are programs that are running in our minds that we buy into on some level. Like one of them that's real common is there's not enough men in the Bay Area. And using the example of Laura and I, if Laura believed that, I wouldn't even be here. Because when she was doing the internal work that we talk about and we teach about, I wasn't physically in the Bay Area. But energetically, we are connected. So let's talk about the question there. The commitment is to be love, to express and experience love at a new level. We hope, desire, and feel like it'll be with this person that we're with. But one must make a commitment to express and experience love at a new level, and then that person will be attracted to it or not. And if you're not open to that or not part, then you're more committed to being with that person than to being fully yourself. And that right there is a block to love. What I've found, I worked with one gentleman, and it's definitely not a guy thing, and I'm not saying that this is what it's not a recommendation. I don't make recommendations around what you should do with your relationship or not. But when this gentleman committed to love at a deep and profound and new level than he'd ever been before, he actually found that he separated from his wife of almost 20 years. And now after a year of him raising his vibration around love, he fell in love with her, and they have fallen in love with each other more than ever before, because now they were free to join together and reconnect with each other and be loving to each other, because they were not more connected to the piece of paper that says that they're married than to love. And then they were free to find, oh, my God, look at this beautiful, amazing, and, you know, the guys who I'm talking to, look at this beautiful, amazing woman, and she loves me and really loves me because she can finally see me. They lived in the same house. They had two kids together, and they did not see and feel each other at that deep level. And because he committed to that and started being that in his life, in his business, because they weren't physically together. They still had their children together, but in their conversations, the way he was being was so different that she fell in love with him all over again at a deeper level. He says that he knows her more now in the last few months that they've been reconnecting at this deep level than ever before in 20 years. And the reason is because of the commitment to love, and then secondarily, wow, and it can be with this person? Beautiful.
Yes. Well, that's, you just warmed my heart.
And I recognize that it takes some courage to do that, but when you really get in touch with, and this is for those who are with a mate or not, when you really get in touch with, like, so how fulfilling will my life be without this kind of love?
Yeah.
Where will I be in a year? Where will I be in 2 years? Where will I be in 5 years? Where will I be on my deathbed? If you're not really connecting with that, I mean, nobody on their deathbed says, I wish I'd, you know, made more money or had another car. They all talk about love.
Yes, Johnny. Well, I want to thank Sheila for that question. It just awakens the multiple levels of where we can be, whether we're in a relationship or not. Or we have a couple questions that have come up. I'd like to open the lines.
Great. I love
people.
It.
But also, I want to address one here from Becky Jo, she says, do I literally have to say I'm looking for my soulmate or just live it?
Well, when you say it, is the question meaning saying it to, like, externally to other people? And I would say yes, but first you want to be, remember the first barrier to love is being externally focused. And so you wouldn't, like, there's a lot of, one of the sayings is people say, oh, you just have to get out there. It's a numbers game. In fact, it's the opposite of a numbers game. You're not looking to have a soulmate connection with 100 people, so that's the numbers game. You're looking for one person, and you're not looking for the best of the lot. You're looking
right.
for your sweetie, because I may be Laura's soulmate and ideal man, but I'm not everybody. Some you know, folks would be like, yeah, he doesn't do it for me. And Laura, I think she's the sun rises and sets with her. But some guys may be like, yeah, she's all right. So it's not that the person is perfect. It's that they're perfect for you. And so in terms of saying it, you want to be looking at internally, where is that coming from? Am I at the place where I'm feeling like I have developed some momentum here? I'm expanding in body, mind, and soul. I'm getting out of my comfort zone on a regular basis, and I'm having some new models around love, not just more of the same, because most people are about mediocre relationship. They don't say I'm about mediocre relationships, but they express that in their lives. And so when you remove yourself from that and actively put your attention on another level, then it will just come out naturally. So when you get to the place where you're feeling like, you know, not that you're perfect, but that you really are vibrating at a high level and you can feel it and other people feel it. I mean, I was more successful as an educator in the few months before meeting Laura than ever in my life because I was vibrating at such a high level because I had expanded and was actively in the act of expanding myself in body, mind, and spirit. And that's how it works in all soulmate couples, not just us.
Right.
That when you're vibrating at the level, and then you do say, yes, I'm looking for my soulmate. You know?
Good, because Adam, are you on the line? He asked a question here from San Rafael. He says, what about dating? I just started seeing a woman who I like a lot but may not be my soulmate. What do you suggest? I think you addressed the whole point about feeling, knowing. And does one know immediately? Is this something that is... that you feel over time, you know, what do you say to this?
Yeah, there's different, there's definitely different paces that folks go in. And so one of the things that we encourage for people that work with us in a long time, in our programs, is to, let's just take a pause here and get the focus off of the prize. Because there's a certain tension that comes with that. So the same thing when you're dating, you don't want to be thinking, is he the soulmate? Is she the soulmate? Is he the soulmate?
Right.
Because that's a lot of pressure to put on somebody. It's a lot of pressure to put on yourself to be able to assess the person inside and out in like a quick, zippy thing. Now, some people have been able to do that, and they can feel that right away. But for other people, it's not. It takes a little while. One of the things we teach at our Love Launch Weekend is that there is a difference between a no and a slow.
Hmm.
And so some people that are in a soulmate relationship, they felt a good, liking it, go slow, but they never felt a no.
Yes.
But when you start to feel a no, like, ooh, I don't like the way that made me feel, or, you know, that's a no. And I don't know anybody that's in a soulmate relationship that got no messages. They may have gotten slow messages, and they might have taken a couple of years to unfold, but they didn't get those, like, you know, red flashing lights, like, warning, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I know that in my life with my soulmate, Fabrice, who's on the line monitoring the call, at first it was friendship, and then it turned into an amazing connection of companionship.
Yeah.
And then, you know, things just evolved, and now we are one. And for us, it wasn't, I mean, we felt the buzz, we felt the energy, and it just evolved over time. But anyway, back to, I can talk about love all day because I'm in love
yeah.
with my husband.
Yeah.
But somebody, Sharon here, and I want to acknowledge Sheila, Sunny, Becky, Adam, and Sharon for stepping up and asking questions, guys. It takes courage. acknowledge that, and I applaud you for being in love. But Sharon is asking here to recap the three barriers. We will open the lines now. We have about 3 to 5 more minutes, Johnny. So if you can recap just those three barriers,
sure,
and we'll open the lines.
Sure. The first one is having an external focus on love, and so that's the idea that, you know, if I just had a different car or made more money or wore a different dress or was a different dress size or something like that, that would, you know, then I'd be able to find love. Second one is having an imbalanced approach, meaning not developing yourself in mind, body, and soul. So, you know, always doing what you've been doing and staying in your comfort zone and not being willing to stretch and go outside of that. The third one is not recognizing that you have a love script. There's a conditioning and a programming that happens around love relationships, and you've been playing it out in your life. And if there isn't the second step, which is actively rewriting that love script will continue to take you through your whole life without really changing, because you're just like, you know, running the program. The program is running, and you're saying, what program? And so the third one is really recognizing that you have a love script, a certain habitual way of being and acting in love. And then the second step of that is actively working to change that and choose the love script that you want, and choose the love that you want.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, thank you. Fabrice, if we may open up the lines, if anyone else has any more questions, they're open now.
Hi, I'd like to ask a question.
Sure.
Yes.
Who's hey, Johnny, how you doing?
Great.
This is Leah from East Bay.
Laura,
yes.
Hi, welcome.
Is it Laura, like Laura Croft?
Leah.
Leah. Oh, hi, Leah.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I want to ask about, I listened to the program. It was great. It was just great. Thank you for this gift.
Sure.
I want to ask about trying to make things work. I think this is part of my love script that I need to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get involved, I get committed, you know, and what I do is I take the positive of what's going on in the relationship and I blow it up on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a pattern from childhood. I did that to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So I take the great qualities, blow it up on the big screen, and I live from that place when the really difficult, hard things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even when I know sometimes in my gut that this isn't it, I try to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very common love script. And you know, one of the things when I talk about having an imbalanced approach in mind, body, and soul, and I think I touched on it, and that actually I think it is appropriate here, is that there is a certain approach to things that, I call myself a recovering smart guy, that those of us that do a lot of personal development work and we read a lot, there is a trap that comes in there, which is the I know that. And the I know that trap will keep you running a pattern even though you recognize it's a pattern, because you say, oh, this is a pattern, I need to change it, I know that. But you're not putting yourself in a position where it's going to be dramatically different. I use the example sometimes in, like, working out, you know, like, you know, you have a certain way you like to work out and exercise, but if you had a personal trainer there, it would really be different. It would have to be different, because he or she will take you through things that you wouldn't do yourself. Because you don't, number one, know to do it, and number two, you wouldn't do the things that are uncomfortable, because by very definition, you're only going to do the things that are within your world. And so it sounds like you recognize that that's a pattern. The next question is, are you willing to get out of the pattern of, oh, I see the pattern, and da-da-da, and then go beyond that and get outside of that? So it's great that you see that it's a pattern, and now there's the next step is stepping outside of what's comfortable and what's known and doing something about that. A lot of people have that pattern.
Yeah, and Johnny, why don't you tell everyone about your Love Launch weekend? Perhaps it would be a nice occasion for them to work it out.
Sure. The Love Launch weekend, thank you for that question, Leah. The Love Launch weekend is our gift to the world. It's really an opportunity to get in there, and one of the things we say is get real. Get real with yourself and then get going. And it's looking at what is the mindset of those of us who are in a soulmate relationship. relationship, because I can tell you that most people, and I include you on the call right now, are in the mindset of the mediocre relationship because you've been conditioned and programmed for that. I was conditioned and programmed for that. That's what's out there in society. That's what passes for relationship advice. I heard that there was someone on the radio yesterday who said on a national program that, oh, I've been looking for love all this time, and you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm 40-some years old, whatever it was that she felt like. I'd done it long enough, and so now I'm going to go for instead of Mr. Right, I'm going to go for Mr. Good Enough. And there was a lot of people that were like, great, you know? And what that is not recognizing that there's something else out there. The Love Launch Weekend is the something else that's out there, because those of us who are in a soulmate relationship, we want you in this club. It's a club. There's a different way. I mean, the way Claudia and Fabrice and I, when we get together and have lunch, there's a certain vibe that happens there that doesn't happen other than in soulmate couple relationships, because it's fun. And so we show you how there's a mindset around it, and it's not about victimhood or badness or anything like that. It's just looking at, where am I right now? What has happened right now? That's what we do in the Love Launch Weekend. And there's times that are fun and exciting, and there's times that are really uncomfortable. But the truth is that on the other side of that uncomfortableness is a certain power around recognizing that you have the choice to do something about that situation. And so our Love Launch Weekend is looking at what are the different patterns that you have in your life, what is your love script, making a change to that, but not just talking about it, feeling it. So it's very whole brain learning. It's very including of your body, mind, and soul. And it's very much a situation where you can feel the energy. You can feel something different, because most of us have never focused 2 days, 2 full days in an immersion around love and the positive possibilities around love. Usually it's a complaint session around love or an intellectual analysis around love, but very, very rarely is it focused on what's possible for love, not just for everybody else, but for me. And that's our gift. And for those of you that are really ready to get outside of your own way and join us at an absolutely transformational weekend. And we have lots of participants who say that it was a highlight of their entire life that weekend. And so we're offering a full scholarship for everybody who's on the call. And I know that Fabrice and Claudia have this amazing webpage, and you can actually just push a button and it will take you directly to our registration webpage, where you can register on a full scholarship. And what that means is that the regular rate is $597. And when we, before we started offering full scholarships, we would sell these workshops, and we would offer a money back guarantee plus your gas money. Nobody ever asked for their money back. And the bar was, if you weren't thrilled and felt that this was a transformational day in your life, if you were just satisfied, ask for your money back and we'll give you your gas money too. Nobody ever asks for their money back. So our gift to you right now is a full scholarship to that weekend, which has only gotten better since that time. And your life will quite simply not be the same afterwards. So our next weekend is this weekend coming up right here. And I know there's a whole bunch of things about why this can't happen this weekend and all this type of stuff, but my invitation to you is to decide what's a priority, and you can join us this weekend. I think at last count, Marie told me we had about 4, maybe 5 seats left for this weekend. We have more available for our March one, and you can join us in March. And there are 2 days, and it is an immersion weekend, so you don't fit this into a weekend and do other stuff. That is your focus for the weekend, and it's quite transformational. Do I need to say anything else? Are you there? Claudia, what happened?
Claudia seems to have dropped off. This is Fabrice.
Hey, Fabrice.
Is there anybody on the line that would like to ask a question to Johnny about the weekend?
Ooh, I hear the technical.
Yeah, it seems we have a technical difficulty. I don't know where Claudia is. Well,
right.
Johnny, I think we can conclude the call here.
No, I am here.
Oh,
okay.
Welcome back. All right.
Yes, I was just letting everyone know that the The Love Launch Weekend is the big red button on the web page on the lower right-hand side. You just click there, and that take you immediately into Johnny's offer.
Great. We'd love to have you join us at the Love Launch Weekend. And I'm really – thank you so much, Claudia and Fabrice, for having me on the call. And thank you for you who are listening, who raise the vibration of love in your life and in those around you by focusing positively on love in this hour. And I love the questions. And Sharon, who we know very well, thank you so much for being here. And for all of you that are here, even if I didn't know you, I look forward to meeting you at the Love Launch Weekend.
Absolutely. Johnny,
there is a Sharon from San Jose that asked you again to recap the three barriers very quickly.
Yeah, we did it. We
just have that message again.
Oh, okay. Again? Okay.
They will be on the replay button as well, but go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, just real quick, external focus, imbalanced approach, meaning not looking at body, mind, and soul, and then the barrier is not recognizing that you have a conditioned or programmed love script and then not doing anything to change that.
And Johnny, why don't we put that into the forum?
Hi, this is Leah.
Yes, we will put these on the forum. If you'd like to continue discussing the call, please go to the power links, and we will definitely address any more questions on this call. Our call is 10 minutes past due. I want to honor all of those, all of you who did make it on the call, and thank you very much. Fabrice, could we take this further? Could we get a time extension, or do we put this?
We have less than 2 minutes left.
Okay, well, this is getting pretty heat up. I really appreciate you, Leah, for stepping up and asking these questions, but I will encourage you to use the Discuss the Call power link button, get a hold of Johnny, and let's take it to another level, guys. I want to thank you all again for being on the call. We are here to connect you with real people, real stories for creating inner and outer wealth. So keep sending us your biggest challenges, and we'll scout out for the best resources to empower you. Thanks, everyone, and have an awesome Valentine's. I'm going to go and celebrate with my honey.
All right. I'm going for a two-hour massage, me and Laura, right now. So
woo-hoo!
You guys have an awesome day, and we're going to be getting ourselves prepared to create an amazing weekend, and we'd love to have you there. And have an amazing day. And those of you that have gotten our Yes to Love newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website, we also give some tips around Valentine's Day, some things to do to love yourself.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, there you go. If you're ready, click that Love Launch Weekend and have a fantastic day.
Everybody.
I love you.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.